For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The special counsel recommends no prison time for former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his substantial assistance in the Russia probe. Robert Mueller is asking the court not to sentence Flynn to any time behind bars. The memo, filed by Mueller's team of prosecutors, comes roughly a year after Flynn agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with the investigation. Flynn is scheduled to be sentenced on December 18th. President Trump is once again threatening major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 800 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump met with George W. Bush, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump visited with members of the Bush family as they mourn the loss of their father, George W. Bush. Jeb Bush talks about some of the characteristics of his father.
He's really uncomfortable with people taking care of him. You know, it's the challenge for people that are really in that situation is they lose their dignity a bit, or they think they do. And so I was very... You know, it's sad to watch that as a someone who loves my dad. But he never complained. He was always in good humor.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A top Trump cabinet official has some reassurances for our allies. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes gives us a closer look at the story.
America's top diplomat speaks in Brussels, Belgium, at an event called Reforming the Rules-Based International Order. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling NATO allies,
under President Trump, we are not abandoning international leadership or our friends in the international system. Indeed, quite the contrary.
Pompeo blasting critics who claim that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions like NATO. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Finally, there's some relief at the gas pumps. Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest levels of the year. With more, here's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick Tahan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.